Weatherizing a home basically means making it less likely to be affected by the weather. Kurt Christensen is the housing manager for the Alaska Community Development Corporation, or CDC. He says this is the kind of assistance that would be beneficial to anyone.
The intent of the program is to fix homes so they use less energy.
And that translates into lower heating bills in the winter. Christensen says each structure is evaluated individually. That way, the repairs and upgrades are specific to each home. And he says the program covers the weatherization process from start to finish.
So we come down and we run tests on the home, and then using a computer modeling program that the state has provided us with, we come up with the items, you know, the most effective items to do in that home. And then we have contractors already on retainer that come and do the work, and then we send an inspector in. So it's all covered by the State of Alaska program.
He says that homes in different parts of the state require different kinds of upgrades, but there are some common repairs.
The main things we see are insulation in the attics. A lot in our southeast areas, we have upgraded the insulation in the floors. And then we do a complete test of the heating systems and very often can exchange those out into a more high-efficient system. Some of that depends on what type of fuel you use for heat in your area.
For example, the CDC might install a newer, more efficient wood stove to replace an old one that isn't really doing its job anymore. He says the repairs are also done for safety, especially with the wood-burning stoves. When a home is weatherized, there are some extra upgrades to help it compensate for being more efficient.
As we make a house, you know, lose less air, we need to bring in some fresh air for the occupants. So we do some fans and possible range hood things to keep from getting carbon monoxide, stagnant in the home.
And he says the process shouldn't inconvenience the residents.
We've operated for close to 30 years now, and never had a family had to move out of the home during the repairs.
He encourages anyone who is interested to contact a representative and fill out an application. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.